Now, the majority shareholder of Arsenal Football Club has been accused of scoring a massive own goal after his company launched an outdoor sports television platform in the UK, which includes blood sports and hunting shows. My Outdoor TV allows subscribers to watch thousands of hunting, shooting and fishing shows for around £7.60 a month. In one programme, a man can be seen shooting a lion, saying, "This is the most exciting hunt I have ever been on." The channel is described as the Netflix of the hunting world. Is there a place for this on TV? Some people have been getting upset about it. Some people support it. Roger Lomas has taken part in hunts. Morning to you, Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Daniel Barkley from the League Against Cruel Sports. Morning to you, Daniel.
Hi, Stephen.
Well, for those people who don't like it, they don't subscribe to it, they don't buy it, it's a free market, Daniel.
Well, it's legal, but it's I think everyone can see that it's barbaric, it's cruel, it's massively unnecessary, and it's just pandering to the bloodlust of idiots with too much money.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, they're literally taking the life of animals because they have the money to do that, and they hide behind myths that have been debunked time and again of conservation and helping local economies.
Roger?
Well, I'd like to point out that, as he said, it's legal. It's being conducted in countries outside of Northern Ireland and the UK. Here we are discussing how American citizens enjoy their recreational time in the African continent or elsewhere in the world when we've got more important things to be discussing here at home, like, as we just had, the school uniform costs. I don't see the problem with it. It's a subscriber channel. Nobody's been forced to watch this. Nobody's been asked to watch it. It's there for those of us who are from a hunting, fishing country background to subscribe to and to watch.
It's glorifying barbarism and cruelty and unnecessary death.
You're entitled to your opinion. I mean, people who live in the town have very little understanding of how people in the countryside live.
That's an age-old argument there. Old townies don't understand. We understand plenty. And, you know, these guys are paying money to go out and literally kill elephants, lions, wildebeest, hartebeest. They're just killing them because they want to kill them. And there's no benefit to conservation, and there's no benefit to local communities, because we have in 2016, the New York Times reported from the Democratic staff of the House of Natural Resource Committee, there was little evidence that the money is being used to help threaten species.
Well, the spokesperson for MOTV said they will present ethical fair chase hunting, and as long as it's legal, it'll be on there. If you like hunting elephants, there will be legal elephant hunts, ethical elephant hunts shown in that context.
Fair chase, right. So you have a high-powered rifle from a distance, and there is a large, majestic elephant in its natural habitat, and you tell me how that's fair. Tell me how that's ethical to shoot it from distance because you have paid money to shoot it. And the only justification these guys ever give is that it helps conservation. Yet we have, in 2004, the director of the EJ Churchill Sporting Agency admitted to the League Against Cruel Sports undercover investigators, 90% of trophy fees go to African politicians or Nigerians' pockets. The money does not help conservation.
Roger, what if,
and in turn,
Roger, what if,
that's a question of corruption.
It's not relevant here because we're talking about legal hunting here. Roger, what have you killed in your time?
Well, I concentrate on a deer here in Northern Ireland, reds, sika and fallow, and I have hunted African antelope.
And what's the thrill? Also, what's the thrill of killing an antelope? Beautiful
it's
creature.
It's not the kill, it's the chase. It's the actual pitting yourself against one of nature's most capable animals.
But if it's not the thrill, if it's not the thrill of the kill, then why do you kill, Roger?
Well, you're at the end of the day, most deer here in Northern Ireland, if they get out of control in numbers, end up causing road deaths.
Well, you travel to Africa to kill antelope. If it's not the thrill of the kill, why don't you just chase them and not kill them?
Chasing them scares them. The stalk is pitting yourself against an animal and being there without it knowing. You have a duty to take that animal without it fearing you, without it anticipating death, and to take it out in a clean, efficient manner.
Clean, efficient manners do not happen very often. Looking at Cecil, a primary example, Cecil was shot with an arrow and suffered for 40 hours before Cecil was shot dead. And
indeed, most hunters in Northern Ireland and throughout the rest of the world would like to hang the hunter and the PHs that they did that.
Well, that would sort of play into your mindset, all right.
I'm sure they wouldn't want to hang anybody up by anything. But Roger, can I just expand the point 1 second? So you're really saying then that you worry about the animal being fearful when it has been chased. So that's why you kill it. You kill it so that it doesn't feel fear.
You have to kill it in an ethical and compassionate manner. At the end of the day, you're not running after horses and chasing it to the point of exhaustion, where it's then attacked by a pack of animals or dogs.
What's ethical about killing an antelope? What's ethical about it?
Well, the fact is, we're asked to come out there by farmers. The farmer that I go to...
Not in Africa. I'm talking about Africa. You travel to Africa to kill antelope.
Yeah, because my farming friends have something like 7,500 acres, and they can only run 500 cattle on it. Because it's so arid, the land cannot support both domestic, commercial, agricultural animals and wild animals. Therefore, the number of wild animals has to be kept in check. Otherwise, they get out of control.
Okay.
And there's starvation
You pay for that privilege. It's not an invite. He basically said to you, would you like to pay to come and kill some animals for me? You know, why does he have to fly you guys out?
It's not thousands.
So why do you have to go over? Why can't they get local guys to do it, which would be much cheaper for them? And so it's not you go out because you want to do it. You want to kill things. And it is interesting. I assume you're against fox hunting there by your graphic description of chasing an animal to death.
Because it's totally inefficient. I believe
it's inefficient and it's robotic. But, you know, inefficiency, as I said, clean kills that you're talking about are very uncommon in trophy hunting.
The most of the people that I hunt with are very competent.
How many clean shots? I mean, can you tell me, hand on heart, that one shot is all it will take you to kill an animal stone dead instantly?
Over the last 30 years?
Ever?
95% of the time, yes.
Right. Okay, fair enough. I would doubt that. But you must be incredible.
I don't take the shot unless I'm sure.
Okay, John and Duncan. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. I'd just like to ask the guy there, does it not prick his conscience just to take out an animal's life just for the sake of pleasure? You know, can you ask him that question?
Just repeat the question, John.
I'd just like to ask that guy, does it not prick his conscience just to, by firing a gun, take out an animal's life? It's not doing him any harm. And the reason for it is just really for his pleasure.
Roger?
I spend most of my time here in Northern Ireland actually watching deer rather than shooting them. But when the time comes, the season comes, there's a certain number that a particular amount of land can support, and anything in excess of that, it is proper to manage a deer herd so that it doesn't endanger on the roads. We've had several car accidents here on the A5 over the past years. People nearly getting killed by a deer coming through the windscreen that got hit by the car. These deer have to be controlled to a degree, and people in towns, I don't think, realise
okay.
that until
John, thank
they
you.
See one standing in their headlights.
Thanks, John. Roger next. Sorry, Roger's still with us. Greg next. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, just 2 points to be made here. Number one, I'm not squeamish, but I recently on Facebook saw a woman, I'll not use the term lady, with a high-powered rifle kneeling beside a male giraffe, which she had slaughtered, the blood streaming from its head. I said to myself, how can anyone take pleasure from this? And the other point, which the pro-killer has made in terms of America, he said, really, it's nothing to do with us. America's got their own channel for showing this. Everything that we feel is abhorrent and distasteful, such as white policemen shooting black people on the ground, that's in America. Do we simply say, no, that's not important because it's in America? Basically, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Let's grow up. Let's realize that animals...
It's legal.
Animals should not
be... If it's wrong, it would be illegal. It's legal.
That's Sorry? Not necessarily true, Stephen, because in England, for example, fox hunting is illegal, and it's perfectly legal here. So is it right in England but wrong here?
Stephen, you come over me there. What's the issue there?
I was saying it's legal, and this sporting channel, which is what we're talking about, this new sporting channel, it's broadcasting legal material.
Well, what's legal in America isn't necessarily legal here, Stephen.
But it is legal here. To broadcast this footage is legal.
Shooting elephants or anything in Northern Ireland.
Greg, thank you. Mervyn. Morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. I'll just completely disagree with what Roger said there, tell you about hunting the use of hounds and foxes. The proper way to control foxes is the use of hounds. He knows that and I know that. I don't want to sound hypocritical here, but I have supported hunting all my days, and I will continue to do so. No argument has ever been put up to me for me to change my mind. With regard to these people touring the world, Africa, every part of Africa, and using high power 7.62 rifles and bows and arrows to shoot lions, giraffes, everything, it's completely unjustifiable. And then they say that the money they get that goes into conservation, it most certainly does not. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that landowners were getting large amounts of money handed to them specifically for the reason to let these people go over their land and to shoot wild, innocent animals for no other reason than what they call as conservation. And it most certainly isn't. There is a large group of people in this country who strongly believe, as I do, the proper way to control foxes in the countryside is the use of hounds. My argument for that will never change. Never change. I've seen it. I've watched it. I don't like trapping. I don't like anything else. Clamping and all that. It's just ridiculous. The facts of the matter are these animals are doing no one any harm out in Africa and anywhere else. None anyhow. Just surviving. It's hard enough for them to survive until someone comes along with a heavy rifle and a bow and arrow and shoots them dead. They try to tell you it's for conservation. It's not.